Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5. Now we discuss a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel for the next couple of Mishnayos regarding the topic of Shvisas Kalim, which means having one's property rest on Shabbos. So we know that a Jew may not do malacha on Shabbos, and the pasuk even says that a Jew's animals can't do malacha on Shabbos, they also have to rest. The question is, what about a Jew's other property? In other words, his pots and pans and that sort of thing. Are they permitted to do malacha? So in other words, this is what we might call in the 21st century, you know, the question of the Shabbos clock. Can you set your dishwasher on a timer and let the dishwasher turn on by itself? So Beis Shammai holds that there's a requirement to Shvisas Kelim. You're not allowed to let your property do malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel Mekel, they say it's not a problem if you set the malacha in motion before Shabbos and you, the Jewish person, is doing nothing on Shabbos, if malacha continues on by itself, and that is not a problem. So the Mishnah says inside, and the halacha, of course, is like Beis Hillel. So the Mishnah says inside, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai hold, Ein Shorin Dio V'samamanim Ukarshinim El Kadesh Yishorum V'od Yom. Beis Shammai hold that you're not allowed to soak Dio. Dio is ink, like the ink you'd use to make, like a, you know, Sefer Torah, whatever it is. So that was, they had a little pellet, a hard pellet of like essentially dried ink that would soak in water and make like a thick ink, like a gel for writing. So that is the malacha ostensibly of lisha, of like kneading, because you're combining a solid and liquid together to make the sort of like composite. Same goes with samamanim. Samamanim, according to Bartanura, are dye stuffs. In other words, you have dyes for coloring things. And again, the idea is you soak them and then it becomes like a paste, a colored combination, and that would be lush again. Lachora, there are those who are talking here, the issue is tzovei of dyeing the liquid itself. The karshinim appear surprising a number of times throughout the Mishnayos. It's this vetch. It's this kind of bean that grows that they would make into a paste and eat kind of like as a bread, like using the make a flour out of it. We had it in Meister Sheni not long ago, etc. In any case, so that was, you'd essentially soak that. That was a prerequisite. You'd soak these beans first in the water and make like a paste. And then for that, you could use it to feed animals, etc. So the point is, again, a malach of lisha is happening. So in all these cases, Beis Shammai say you can't let that happen, even passively, ela kadei, unless prior to Shabbos there was enough time, kadei shi yishor meba'od yom, that they could soak sufficiently to become that paste on Friday afternoon, well, before Shabbos came in, and therefore there's no malach actually happening on Shabbos. U'besil matir, and Besil say it's not a problem. They permit, you know, 1 minute before sundown to put some dye pellet or ink pellet into water and let it, you know, dissolve and become a thick paste on Shabbos. You know that they have no problem with that, says Beis Hillel, because the Jew was not doing nothing. The Jew just set it in motion and he'd do nothing on Shabbos.